Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh. In this audio lesson, I'll talk about Pre-Raphaelite Brotherhood. Now, what is the Pre-Raphaelite Brotherhood and who were the Pre-Raphaelites? Pre-Raphaelites or Pre-Raphaelite Brotherhood broadly refers to a group of poets, painters and illustrators of the Victorian period who initially just focused on painting and wanted to adopt the style of painting that existed before Raphael. And who is Raphael? Raphael is a very famous painter and architect of the Italian High Renaissance, and his dates are from 1483 to 1520. So during that time in Italy, he was considered to be a master painter and architect. And he's particularly famous for painting Madonnas. And in Christian art, Madonna basically refers to Virgin Mary, who normally is seen holding the Christ, infant Christ. That's what Madonna is. And that is what Raphael is famous for. But the Pre-Raphaelite painters, or the people, or the poets and the painters who were there in the Pre-Raphaelite Brotherhood, wanted to return to a style of painting that existed before Raphael. And three main painters and poets were there: Dante Gabriel Rossetti, then William Holman Hunt, and then John Millais. And Dante Gabriel Rossetti was both a poet and a painter. But later on, what happened was, the ideals which the Pre-Raphaelite Brotherhood practiced were not only limited to the realm of painting, but they were adopted in literature as well. And in literature, one of the famous examples of the kind of poetry that the Pre-Raphaelites advocated is The Blessed Damozel. Okay, The Blessed Damozel by Dante Gabriel Rossetti. So what exactly were the traits or the characteristics which the Pre-Raphaelite Brotherhood wanted to depict? Well, first is their liking for medievalism, then their liking for 18th century ballads, then even archaic diction or the words that are no longer in use, but the Pre-Raphaelites wanted to use even those words, archaic words. Then of course symbolism, and then the most important, sensuousness. And even the poem of Dante Gabriel Rossetti, The Blessed Damozel, this is a typical example of how a Pre-Raphaelite Brotherhood poet, or those principles that the Pre-Raphaelite Brotherhood espoused, are reflected. Now, for example, The Blessed Damozel displays medievalism, then union of flesh and spirit, then sensuousness and religiousness. Then some other examples of literary works are Christina Rossetti's Goblin Market, then William Morris's The Earthly Paradise. And in the field of literature, these were the important writers: Dante Gabriel Rossetti, as I already pointed out, then his sister Christina Rossetti, then third William Morris, and fourth Algernon Swinburne. Just remember these four names. And the Pre-Raphaelite Brotherhood also had a magazine of their own in which they expressed their views. And the name of the magazine was The Germ. Okay, The Germ. Germ, G-E-R-M, that Germ. And the magazine, or the journal, The Germ, was published in 1850. However, later on, Rossetti and his followers were, dubbed as the fleshly school of poetry by a person called Robert Buchanan. Okay, Robert Buchanan was the person who called them, fleshly school of poetry. And particularly Rossetti, Swinburne, Algernon Swinburne, and then William Morris. And Robert Buchanan published an article in the journal called Contemporary Review. In that journal, he published all of this. And the reason why he called all of these three poets, the fleshly school of poetry, was, because he believed that their poetry was decadent, then morally irresponsible, then only something which focused on aesthetics and not on spirituality, then it was over interested in the carnal or sensual. Okay, so the kind of poems which these three writers wrote focused a lot on carnality and sensuality. And even novelist Charles Dickens criticized the paintings and the works of these Pre-Raphaelite Brotherhood members, because they disregarded academic ideals of beauty and only showed irreverence or lack of respect for religious issues, or the way in which they treated religious themes were a bit irreverent, or it lacked respect for them. However, on the other side, one of the greatest critics, or the leading critics of that time, John Ruskin. John Ruskin defended the Pre-Raphaelite art. Okay, so from an exam point of view, what are the things that you should keep in mind while reading about Pre-Raphaelite Brotherhood? So just remember that Robert Buchanan criticized these three people, Rossetti, Swinburne, and William Morris, and he called them the fleshly school of poetry. And these three poets were also part of the Pre-Raphaelite Brotherhood. So just remember the basic ideals which they espoused. For example, their preference for medievalism, focus on carnality, sensuality. Then what was the name of the journal in which they published their views? It was called the Germ. Okay, the Germ. GERM. And some examples of literature can be The Blessed Damozel by Dante Gabriel Rossetti. Then Christina Rossetti's Goblin Market. After that, William Morris's The Earthly Paradise. Okay, that came out in 1868 to 70.